George W. Bush's environmental legacy as president was decidedly mixed. He established the largest protected marine environment in American history, more than 100 million acres set aside in our Pacific territories. But he also permitted more mountaintop removal by mining companies, and he refused to sign the Kyoto Protocols on global warming. Yet the George W. Bush Presidential Center is unequivocally eco-sensitive. Peter Arndt is walking on the gravel pathway through the park that makes up a large part of the 25-acre Bush Center. Arndt's the director of design and construction for the complex. He's coordinated everyone from the architect to the contractors, the museum display designers to the restaurant manager.
For me, this is a great hallmark in my career.
That's because the 65-year-old Arndt has never helped create a platinum building before. Platinum is the highest LEED certification. LEED, L-E-E-D, stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The designation is awarded by the nonprofit group, the U.S. Green Building Council. They have a long checklist, everything from the ways a building uses energy and reuses water to whether the construction materials were recycled. Jonathan Kratz is executive director of the Green Building Council's North Texas chapter.
Platinum is actually a very rare designation. Nationally, that's less than 1% of the facilities that have a LEED certification.
Only a handful of buildings in North Texas have been verified platinum, like the Botanical Research Institute in Fort Worth. Even the Perot Museum of Nature and Science, which has touted its many sustainable features, is LEED Gold. Peter Arndt says platinum status is especially difficult for museums, like the Perot, like the Bush Center.
You have lighting. You have lots of lighting. You have very strict requirements for the preservation of artifacts.
Museum archives need climate control to counter all the heat from the lights. That means museums eat up a lot of energy.
So it is rare that a museum facility will even try to achieve it because there's so much working against them in the first place.
Actually, Arndt says the Bush Center had a number of things going for it. It's basically a broad, flat-topped building. There's a lot of roof space for solar panels.
That has allowed us to capture 13% of the project's energy needs. And all of our domestic hot water is coming from solar energy.
And then there's the public park. At 15 acres, it's almost three times the size of Clyde Warren Park. Robert A.M. Stern, the architect of the Bush Center, is known for his neoclassic designs, and he made the building fit SMU's red brick traditions. But the landscape architect, Michael Van Valkenburg, was free to create something more dramatic.
Mrs. Bush and our landscape firm were very interested in making a native Texas landscape.
It's a mix of blackland prairie with the limestone boulders and gullies of the hill country. The entire site of the Bush Center drops 17 feet, so everything naturally drains to the southern end. And that's where they've buried a 252,000-gallon cistern. It collects all the runoff to provide half the center's irrigation needs. But the drainage is more than a technical feat for Arndt. The water flow makes the park move and change and live.
When you have a rain event, water will be coming out and spilling like small waterfalls down into the streams and work its way to the cistern, which I think is probably one of the more remarkable things about the site. It's not just plantings and trees, it's also what happens in a natural landscape.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.